what's happening in the Middle East. What's the latest?
Absolutely. Well, sadly today we lost a true Eshet Chayil, a true woman of valor, our First Lady Nechama Rivlin, known for her tremendous kindness and for actually really embodying her name, Nechama, compassion, passed away earlier today. She really, really fought a valiant battle against pulmonary fibrosis, and about 3 months ago she underwent a lung transplant and sadly has been in a coma over the last couple of weeks, and today passed away peacefully. And our thoughts, our prayers and our love are with President Ruvi Rivlin and the family on this tremendous loss. And what many people may not know about Nechama Rivlin was that she studied as a scientist. She was a scientist, a woman with a tremendous interest in the arts. She was always advocating for the arts, for the environment, and very, very much so for women's rights, women's equality. She was much loved by the women's organizations here in Israel, Witzo, Na'amat, Emunah, and very, very, various others, just for her gentle touch, for her tremendous dignity. And she will be sorely, sorely missed. Tributes coming in from all around the world, from organizations around the world, from dignitaries who were really, really touched by meeting this truly special lady. And you know, as we see the tremendous press coverage of President Trump's visit to the UK and his beautiful wife Melania, so too do we remember the iconic image of Melania Trump walking hand in hand with Nechama Rivlin, who was walking with her oxygen, battling to breathe, and just the tremendous, understated and modest dignity of this incredible woman, and may her memory truly be blessed.
Funny, Rolene, that's the image of her that is most powerful in my mind, is what a fighter she must have been, because there were many pictures of her attending very public functions with breathing apparatuses and oxygen and the like. So this has been a long road for her.
It has been a very, very long road, and I think, you know, many people have echoed the sentiment. She's not suffering anymore. She's at tremendous peace, and, you know, our thoughts and our prayers with Reuven Rivlin, as we've remarked so often on this show, that he really is the Saba of the nation. They were Saba and Safda of Israel, a couple bound together in love, and she really was a woman who nothing was too much trouble for her. If there were ever requests from us to be present at important events, especially related to women and children across the country, she was there with her very, very modest and understated way. Enough, you know, this being an era of social media, there was some harsh comments about Prime Minister Netanyahu's wife all over social media, really not taking away from the dignity and the compassion and the mensch that was First Lady Nechama Rivlin.
100%. Amazing story coming out of Times of Israel today about the former Prime Minister of the UK, Tony Blair, saying that Corbyn is actually an anti-Semite. He just doesn't know it.
Well, if he doesn't know it, then he's really just stupid.
Well, we asked all of our listeners, and we asked him to put hands up who doesn't think he's an anti-Semite, and nobody did.
Yeah, nobody's hands before. I mean, one of the fresh stories coming out of the Jewish Chronicle today was that in his university days he met with Yasser Arafat. I mean, there's not a day.
It doesn't make him an anti-Semite.
But you know, he's known to, you know, strange bedfellows when your chaverim are people like Yasser Arafat, Hamas and Hezbollah trying to say something. So Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister of the UK and also the former Labour Party leader, because he was a Labour Prime Minister, he spoke about anti-Semitism and the scandals engulfing the Labour Party and called it absolutely shameful, and that he he no longer recognizes the party he leads. But when he was questioned about Corbyn, he said he Corbyn doesn't really realize or doesn't seem to think that he is an anti-Semite. I mean, I don't know what else we need to prove to him. The fact that we are highly offended with him laying wreaths at the graves of the Munich terrorists, or meeting with Hamas, or, you know, his comments about Israel, or his lack of interest in dealing with anti-Semitism in the party, or his willingness to get rid of Labour MPs who make the most atrocious anti-Semitic comments, or the fact that the Equality and Human Rights Commission in the UK is now investigating the UK party or the UK Labour Party for incidents of anti-Semitism, and apparently there are at least 100 testimonies. I mean, I don't know. Do we need to give him a sign? What else do we need to do, guys?
Can I tell you what I think we need to do? I think we need to leave Jeremy Corbyn alone. We need to get on with fixing the world so that more people will know more Jews and will actually have a point of reference. Oh, this is a Jew. The Jew actually helped me to live a better life. The Jew actually did this for my community. The Jew did that. That's the point of reference. And until we do that, we can have 100,000 Jeremy Corbyns and we will only be bitching and moaning about it, Rolene. That's my sincere gut feeling that we need to do. We need to get off our tochuses. We need to stop playing victim. Okay. And I'm not saying, actually, I need to rephrase that. I think that the post-Holocaust generation, I think lots of pain. But the children, that's our generation, we need to get up and we need to start again and we need to fix the world. I'm getting off my soapbox.
No, I'm going to come stand up next to you, of course, in my cowboy boots. you know, I agree. I think, first of all, it's very, very important, this post-Holocaust generation, to remember, bear witness, and to educate. And we do that, I think, exactly
and fix
by
the
doing
world.
What you just said, by fixing yep. the world. And, you know, what is quite incredible are two stories that stick in my brain at this late hour and hot temperature in Israel. And that is, number one, that we have made inroads to research that might help fight pancreatic cancer, and that is
amazing.
One way we fix the world. And the other is the four yeshiva bochim in the United States who rescued a neo-Nazi who was tattooed with swastikas. They rescued him from drowning, and they said, you know, that's who they are. That's the spirit of being Jewish, and they want him to know that he was rescued for Yeshiva Bochrim. And that's, you know, that's how we move forward. I mean, we're talking about somebody like Nechama Rivlin, who really always showed compassion. And one thing that she does do in death, as she did in life, is unite the people of Israel. And we can do that as well.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Rolene, you have a fan who's written you a note on our SMS line today. It's from Lucan. Says, Rolene, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. The awesomeness is back.
Well, you know that I had like terrible withdrawal symptoms from you guys.
You
should have seen the big smile on my face when I returned last week. It, you know, if I smiled any harder, the corners of my mouth would have met at the back of my head. And that is why I'm back, because we talk such positive things and because we have the best listeners in the world.
Really?
And I've been to a few places, so I should know.
You should know. Rolene, that's where we leave it for today. Tomorrow, we'll pick up on the Smotrich story. I look forward to that. But, tomorrow. Tomorrow's tomorrow.
Tomorrow's another day. God bless, guys.
Thank you so much. God bless, Rolene. Bye.